This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Brought to you by National Car Rental. Whether you're on the ground, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan, it's time for our talk with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, I guess, or afternoon.
Afternoon.
Yeah,
you know, it's afternoon here, and I just dropped the ball on that. So yeah. Sorry for getting our interview off to a rough start.
All now, good.
Now, I realize there's a lot to talk about with last night's game, with the shaking up of the staff, but I was curious, as a manager, I know moves have been made, but do you ever feel compelled to just like walk in the locker room with so many great hitters and just have to tell the team like, hey, remember who the F you are? Like, is that part of a manager's job? Is like, hey, I'll motivate you right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's times when you do that. Yeah, we've met, trust me. Yeah, we've had meetings. They've had their meetings. I was part of their meeting. Then we had one in my office bringing the group in. Yeah, you try everything. That's what you do. Part of it is, you know, we're more than what we are right now or what we become. And don't forget who you are. Yeah, all those things. You want to remind them because they need this is when they need you. They need you to be behind them. That means it's easy to get down on your players when they're playing at their best. But that's when they really need help. And whether you know you got to read the room. You got to get the pulse, the tempo of the club, and you know whether it's screaming or trying to motivate, whatever. They're men, and I like to treat people the way I would want to be treated. If I'm not playing right, tell me. But I don't need to be yelled at if I'm giving my best effort. And I feel that way with this club. They're grinding, trust me. I mean, you'd be shocked how much they are hitting and working on things. And sometimes less is more, and, I got to figure out when to back off. And yesterday, for example, I thought was good that, we couldn't get on the field because of the rain. But, guys didn't wear themselves out. And, they played. I just love the energy last night that we played with.
Yeah, it was absolutely fun to watch last night for sure, Boach. Players from Brett Boone's era, they were real big on that two-strike approach. And it was just kind of a little bit different rather than just swing as hard as you can, get this great swing off. How different do you think your two-strike approach is going to be heading forward with Boone?
Yeah, it is an area we can get better at. I think we have been better the last couple of days. We're putting the ball in play. We're not trying to get too big with the swing, trying to take what they give us. I know with Booney, a big thing with him, who hit a lot of home runs, did a lot of slugging, he would choke up a little bit. He'd choke up, open up a little bit, try to shorten things up. I think, that that's going to be talked about. Everybody's different, though. One hitter, he's not going to be comfortable doing that. So these are things that, you know, we have been trying, but you know, when a guy like Booney, that's, you know, had a really, really big career and talks about his struggles and things he did, it's gonna relate to these guys.
Now you had Piazza in San Diego, and what I learned about him was he was stubborn on, I'm not swinging at certain pitches at all. I'm just not going to do it. He forced pitchers to make perfect pitches, and that was how he earned his home runs. How important is it to earn a home run? He really put pressure on pitchers.
Well, fear creates more pitches, and what I mean, it creates walks. I got Beasley stealing some potato chips out of my office right now. these guys wait till I get busy. I can't stop them.
Hey, at least you're not busy on a fishing boat, though, right?
Right. Yeah. But getting serious again, yeah.
All right, gotcha.
By the way, I know I did get your message about that fishing trip. Yeah, sometimes you get concerned that if you do go fishing, you know, some people are going, well, wait a minute, you're working. But, you know, we do sometimes for a couple hours get out early in the morning just to get away. And but getting back to your question, and now you have to
putting fear in the pitchers.
Yeah, you earn those counts, and how you earn them is great fear, and that's by doing some damage. And they're attacking us. That's one thing. They're not. It's hard to get walks when they're coming right at us. But, you know, if we get back to who we are. And our identity is, you know, team fears or pitcher's fears. And that's why I love some of the swings we took yesterday.
Especially now that Leody has been picked up by the Mariners. I was curious if you can give us any insight into why did that just not work, end up working out here?
Well, and I love Leo. Leo's a great teammate. And, you know, he's a streaky player, very talented. There's nothing the guy couldn't do. He could run, play defense, switch hitter, stronger from the left side, obviously, but to run in some balls. But we're getting a little crowded here, and Evan Carter's ready. And so, you know, to have a guy like Leo sitting on the bench, you know, he's pretty well, I mean, he's getting – salary's getting up there. That's something, you know, you don't want guys like that sitting there. And so anyway, with Carter coming up, he's going to get the lion's share playing center field. Now, they don't complement each other so well because they're similar. Their strong suit is from the left side. And, you know, we need more of a right-handed bat. And so that's how this all came down, and I'm happy for Leo. I talked to him yesterday. You know, he's going to big leagues with our competitor, unfortunately, but he is going to the big leagues.
Now, you mentioned Evan Carter. We were all excited to see him have some pretty immediate success in the game yesterday. I'm curious, since he has like kind of a back issue that has to be managed, how do you balance like managing the pain versus, hey, sometimes you're going to have to play through a little bit of pain?
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Well, he, first of all, he's not in pain right now. That's what's good to see is how healthy he is. I mean, that's always a fine line between playing with pain and doing more damage. Some guys' pain tolerance are different, obviously. Like when you're talking about the area where it was bothering him, it's hard to play through that, and then you're just going to compound the damage by running and swinging a bat. Swinging a bat is, especially trying to hit major league pitch, you're doing some serious rotating, and you got to be smart about it. As far as him, his workload, I'm going to rely on my medical staff. He's going to play these three, and then if all goes well, then he'll be off the first day in Detroit. Looks like we're going to see Scoobal. So anyway, I'll pick and choose certain days that he'll be off, so you know, we don't run him in the ground here.
Is Adolis okay? And can you walk me through what you were thinking during that seventh inning when you were kind of yelling out at him while he was on second base, and then the conversation you went out there and had with him after the inning was over?
Yeah, well, happened at first base when he legged out the ball, and so he kind of reached down there, but it was a cramp. It wasn't a hamstring pull, and he was confident that that's all it was. And Ragsdale was letting us know he's okay. Well, he got a second. He's still kind of grabbing it, and I'm trying to get something from Goldie to let me know, because last thing we wanted was a base hit, and he's trying to score, and then now we lose him for 6-7 weeks. So anyway, Lucky, our trainer, and I went out there and checked on him. He said, no, I'm telling you, I'm good. It's just a cramp. And so anyway, that's all that was.
Okay. Whew. All right. That was good. That makes me feel a lot better right now.
Now, we have Chris Young on our airwaves every single week, and one of the things that he talked about earlier this week was Alejandro Rosario, and still talking about like the work in progress he is, and maybe he'll move up to AAA. I know you're busy with the big club, but from the reports you get and everything, what else do you want to see from him in the minors since he made such a big impression in spring training?
Well, I mean, right now he needs just more time there. Not something you want to see. It's a consistent, just the consistent play from those guys. Like Krim, we brought up, what do we want to see from him? Well, we want to see him slug down there. He's a first baseman. That's what was going to get him up to the big leagues. Now, granted, he hasn't got a hit yet, but he did what he's supposed to do. And but with Rosario, it's just a matter of time. And, of course, you never know during the season when you're, forcing to maybe bring guys up. And going back to Carter, when we brought him up in 23, I mean, we brought him up at an early age, including Langford, these guys. And, when they start doing things that and they make enough noise that earn the right to go up or even go up another step, whether it's the double A or triple A, that's all you're looking for is a consistent play.
Now, I know a lot of discussion about the offense this week, and I guess for several weeks, but I don't want it to be lost that you're in the midst of, I know there was a day off in between, but you got back-to-back really top-notch starts from DeGrom and Eovaldi. How much easier does that make life from managing the bullpen to not needing to score as many runs?
Yeah, well, I'm a firm believer pitching is going to get you there. Pitching is going to win it for you. And I couldn't be prouder of this staff, what they're doing right now, surpassing even what we thought. We thought we had a pretty good staff, but they've been incredible on the starting side and in the bullpen. And so, it does make life a lot easier, but it doesn't make it easier when you give up two and you get beat 2-1.
Right,
yeah. That's what was frustrating. Us, and we thought this offense would be, an offense that would consistently score between 4 and 5 runs a game on the average, and we have not done that. That's why our record's not better. It's not because of the pitching. With our pitching, if our offense were done anything close to what we thought, I mean, we'd be right where we wanted to be.
Boach, you ever played or managed a game with fire alarms going off before?
Well, I've had some things. I've had lights go out, fire alarms. Yeah. I don't know, sprinklers. The old Major League scene. Was it Major League where the sprinklers went off? Or Bull Durham?
I think it was Bull Durham.
It was Bull Durham, yeah.
Yeah, Bull Durham, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting old, so you got to help me out on some of this stuff. But no, seriously, it's funny. You'll see things on the field that you think you've seen, and the man, I don't even know the rule. You know, when one thing may come up, I got to, go through it again. But it's the same thing at the ballpark. During the year, you're always going to see something you haven't seen before.
And the other thing too, I want to go back to the hitting approach and everything. Is it fair to say maybe that the hitters are going up with a little freer mindset? Maybe with sometimes you get all the analytics in there and it just kind of clutters things up. Is it a little bit of a freer approach for these guys?
Well, that's what we're trying to make it. Okay. We're trying to declutter what's happened with some guys. Whether it's I'm not just talking analytics, but I'm talking with their struggles on the mental side. Try to keep it simple here and be on the attack. Hey, I'm a big believer. You go down swinging, and that's what we want these guys to do. And just get your A swings off. And I thought last night they did a great job. They were on time and with fastball, but they weren't chasing, and so we've had two good games in a row, and so hopefully this is something they build on, and it will, as you mentioned, not clutter or declutter what's been going through their head once they have some success. Now, I can tell you a guy like Peterson, he's trying it, and now that pressure just mounting on him, because he wants to make a good presence. It was just so good to see him go out there and let it go like he did last night.
And by the way, multiple people pointed out, thank you for answering my Alejandro Osuna question, even though I'm pretty sure I said Rosario. Thank you very much for still answering that question nonetheless. Back to Evan Carter. One of the things that he talked about, he's like, how cool is it to be back in the big leagues and be at Fenway Park? And I'm sure in this profession or any profession, it's easy to like get jaded. So how cool is it to see those players who are still in awe of the game or being in the show or being at Fenway?
You broke up on me there.
Okay. So Evan Carter was talking about how cool it was to be back in the bigs, back in Major League Baseball, back at Fenway. I know you can get jaded, or just people in general can get jaded. So how cool is it to see players who are still like so enthusiastic to get to play this game and get to be at Fenway?
Yeah. When you walk in this place, of course, you're seeing a lot of history here. I mean, the Green Monster, a lot of guys are going up at today at 1 o'clock or 1:30. I think they're up there now. To see these guys come in and to see, how excited they are to be here playing in a ballpark that Babe Ruth played in, or Ted Williams, Yastrzemski, all those guys. But even some of the coaches, Brett Boone played in big leagues, 14, 15 years, and not longer. And, here he's back on the field in the big leagues. And just to see how excited he was and his enthusiasm, it's pretty cool to see.
Well, thank you very much for the time. As always, good sir. Best luck in the game tonight and keep those wins rolling.
All right, guys. Yeah, I was trying to think who you're talking about, Osuna.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We have Rosario, but he's
hurt. Yeah. Multiple people texted in, and I messed that up. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no, but Osuna, he's a guy that has so much ability, but you love the way he plays the game, the energy he plays with. And, it's just a matter of time with this kid, and now that Carter's up there, I'm not sure what we're going to do with him. But, very, very exciting player that we're looking forward to seeing his progress because he will be here at some point.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, we'll talk to you.
I saw
Rangers.
Yeah, I saw multiple people text in, and I was like, son of a gun, how did I mess that up? And I looked at my notes. I messed it up because in my notes I wrote Rosario.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, so you messed it up from the jump.
I missed an opportunity to tell Boach that it's okay to tell you to be better.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.